time now for Oh, the Humanities. Every month, we check in with folks at Carolina Public Humanities on campus and the work that they do and the events that they've got coming up. We are joined today by a couple of folks from and around Carolina Public Humanities to talk about a really cool event that's coming up this Sunday. They're teaming up with a couple of different organizations, including UNC Digital and Lifelong Learning, to host a one-man show by Sonny Kelly called The Ongoing Fight for Freedom, Stories of Black Veterans. Over a little more than an hour, Sonny's going to take on 24 roles, spotlighting Black veterans and freedom fighters throughout American history. 3 p.m. at the Friday Center, again this coming Sunday. It is free, but you will have to register online at dll.unc.edu. That's the website for UNC Digital and Lifelong Learning. Joined in the studio by two special guests. Number one, the writer and performer and just incredible Renaissance man, Sonny Kelly, who I'm so excited to have here in the studio again. Thank you so much for being
Hello,
with us.
Hello, Aaron. I'm glad to be. I just hope that my performance is as smooth as your intro.
And Christy Norris is the director of Carolina K-12 for Carolina Public Humanities, and she's been integral in making the show happen as well. Christy, thank you for being with us today.
It's good to be here.
So, Sonny, let me start with you. Tell us about the show, how it all came together, and what folks should know about these characters that we're about to meet.
Yeah, well, Aaron, you know, you and I met when I was doing the talk back when I was finishing my dissertation, 2019 or so, and that was kind of me delving into the history of racism in America and how we talk to our children about it. And I thought that was done, but Carolina Public Humanities and the K-12 program with Christy, they had a plan for me. And they were like, nope, you're a historian. I said, no, I'm just a communication professional and a performance studies guy. But I really did realize I love history and I love bringing life to history. So when this idea came up in light of the campaign that Carolina Public Humanities was launching and the 250th anniversary of the nation's inception, and they chose me. I was just thoroughly honored. I was also a bit intimidated because I realized there was a lot of history to study. So I worked with Christy and the team, and she'll tell you some more details about that. We found some narratives, and then we also just found some stories, and we were able to put meat on the bone. And that's where my writer poetic side came in, just developing some stories that we either haven't heard or we only have a few details of. And we put together, like you said, over 24, 25 or so. Well, actually, probably about 30 narratives. We had to cut some out. And it's really beautiful, and it's encouraging, especially as a veteran, to see that we have a strong history of Black veterans in and from North Carolina that goes all the way back to the 1600s. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm able to bring life to in my embodiment, in my writing, and a little bit of audience interaction as well.
Christy, the process of selecting the characters started with you and Carolina Public Humanities and all the people that were working on this. So what was that process like of narrowing down out of so many potential characters, the ones that we're actually going to be seeing?
Yeah, well, the process actually started with the North Carolina Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. That's who commissioned this show as part of the, as Sonny mentioned, the America 250 North Carolina Initiative, because 2026 is the 250th anniversary of 1776. And so with that initiative, it's a national initiative and the department is running the state initiative. They reached out to us about how to make sure we include really diverse voices and that we tell many different histories of 1776 and not just that traditionally mainstream narrative. And so when this idea for the show came about, of course, as Sonny said, I thought he's got to be the one to do it. And we started with so many rich, amazing, incredible freedom fighters and veterans on and off the battlefield. And the department was really instrumental, the State Archives, the State Library, the North Carolina Museum of History, in helping us with some of the treasure trove of primary sources on these folks. And so we started with a major list, and then it was, I think probably the hardest part of this process was deciding who stays and who goes.
Yes.
Because there are just many, many diamonds that have not been cultivated yet for folks around the state to know about.
I was looking at the list, some famous figures, some people that students of American history would know, and some that, well, I think the vast majority of us are going to be meeting for the first time, as it were, right?
Mm-hmm. And I would say that's one thing, exciting thing, is that we're hoping to get into schools and K-12, let people know, even community college, let people know about these voices. And even the ones that didn't make the show, let them come up in the question and answer and work
curriculum.
On some other pieces. The curriculum, yes. The curriculum.
The curriculum, yeah.
Right? As a teacher, I'm so excited about the fact that we actually have material that they can carry on after the show has inspired conversation to teach these students and keep the names of these people in their mouths and their hearts. You know?
How much of the script is you building the characters and how much of the script is their own words?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I would say probably in terms of the words of the characters that I play when I'm actually, you know, first person performing them, I'd say 25 to 30% is actual speeches or, you know, even, you know, oftentimes we got information from people's when they applied for their pension, right? Yes. Details from the pension, word for word. But the rest, I'd say, yeah, the other 70% or so is me just imagining, what would that be like? Which is really fun as a writer and a performer to say, what would I, if I put myself in my ancestor's shoes, our ancestor's shoes, what would that be like? And the story just flourished and opened up in front of me.
Speaking with Sonny Kelly, you just heard him, Christy Norris as well. Carolina Public Humanities teaming up with several different organizations, state government, UNC Digital, and Lifelong Learning, hosting the ongoing Fight for Freedom, Stories of Black Veterans. Several different performances of this, but the next one, the one in Chapel Hill, is going to be at the Friday Center this Sunday at 3 p.m. This is a free show, but you got to register online at dll.unc.edu. So who are some of the people that we'll be encountering at the show?
Oh, man. So some of my favorites are, you know, Abraham Galloway. I think many of us know about him.
My history crush.
He's her history crush. I got to play him right. He is just an amazing statesman, veteran himself, and fighter for freedom. So he's, you know, he definitely is one of the cornerstones. But Robert Williams, a lot of people don't know about this. I mean, he was referred to as a militant, but he was truly a freedom fighter. And he stood up post-World War II as a veteran and someone who said, and let's keep this fight going on back at home. The Double V campaign.
Yep, yeah.
And so I love Wilson Vash Eagleson. He is a cocky pilot, the Tuskegee Airmen. And you can just tell by looking at his pictures. And there wasn't a lot of specific narrative I had from Wilson, but I had a great feel, especially being an Air Force guy. We always have this famous phrase that Wilson says in the show. And he says, why would you jump out of a perfectly good airplane when you can just fly it? And he's in conversation with the men of the 555th, the Triple Nickels. So that's a composite. That was 23 officers and enlisted men who were the first rough terrain jumpers, and they became part of the 82nd Airborne. So I do a composite piece for them. And Lucy Nichols, man, she's probably the sweetest, most endearing character because she's this unassuming mother who is just loving and catering and caring, but she's also a field medic in modern terms. And so I love playing her, love bringing her to the space to just show how in her tenderness and vulnerability, there's great strength that I couldn't even imagine embodying in this modern day, in my light life that I've lived.
Yeah. And he becomes her. It's amazing to watch Sonny, who is this Air Force veteran himself, this strong, you know, I'm not going to age you, but man. And he literally transforms into Lucy. His hand shakes a little bit. One of his legs kind of turn inward. He hunches over. I kind of feel like we should meet.
Can we meet Lucy now?
Can Lucy come into the room?
You might have the script in front of you right now.
Well, I'm just saying.
Hey, babe. Hey, Aaron. Thanks for having me. Well, I was born in 1838. I was a slave in Halifax. They say they're self-emancipated. I just called it running away, baby. But I know I had my baby girl Mona, and we had to get away. And we hiked for 30 long miles until we saw off in the distance that beautiful Yankee Blue. It was the Indiana Infantry. They men took us in, took good care of us, gave me a chance to fight for the cause. They trained me how to be a field nurse. See, I saved many Union soldiers' lives in my time. Anytime one of our boys in blue went down, oh, I was right behind him to patch him up, stitch him up, and get him back on his feet. Yeah, baby. So that's a little bit of Lucy.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, you love her.
That's awesome.
Did you see his hands?
Yeah. That was fantastic.
She's a composite of every strong woman from Fannie Lou Hamer to Shirley Chisholm to my own grandmothers that just were unsung heroes but just pressed in and never gave up and fought the good fight.
That is one of about 25 characters that you will meet, real life characters, some composites, some just straight up figures from history that you're going to meet at the ongoing Fight for Freedom, Stories of Black Veterans, against Sonny Kelly, doing the one-man show at the Friday Center this Sunday at 3 p.m. dll.unc.edu. For more information, and you have to register in advance to get your seats. It's a free show, but register in advance at that website. Speaking with Sonny and Christy Norris, we got to start wrapping up, but as we do, first of all, Sonny, going all the way back to what you said at the very beginning, mm-hmm. you said when you wrapped up the talk, you thought you were done. Did you really think that you were done? Because I guarantee you nobody else Mm-mm. thought that, like, everybody looks at you and is like, this person has so much more to say and we want to see it.
I have to give a shout out to two people, Joseph Meagle, the director of the talk, and my instructor and mentor at Chapel Hill, and my wife, Elena Godbolt Kelly. They both saw something in the talk that I thought I was just telling a story. Mm. And my wife was like, this needs to be part of your dissertation and you need to do it forever.
Yep.
And Joseph said, babe, he cried every time I told him the story. He said, we've got to get this out to the world. We sold out houses at the Fruit. I knew that was great work. But, you know, it's whenever you have a good success like that, you just enjoy it for a while and you wonder, is there more in me? And apparently there's more in me. So, yeah, here's to many more.
Yeah.
You know?
Christy, you're the director of Carolina K-12, and Carolina K-12 is working to put this show on and to make it possible. Tell us about Carolina K-12 and the work that you do.
Yeah, so we, I think, do a wonderful job exemplifying one of the key components of UNC Chapel Hill's mission, which is service all around the state. And so Carolina K-12 works to serve K-12 teachers in all 100 counties in a time when it is quite difficult to be a teacher, with free professional development, free resources, and really just trying to reconnect them to their role as scholars and lift them up in true and authentic appreciation. And so to be able to bring this show to them, to the general public, we're really excited about, you know, we keep going back to that word, stories. These mm-hmm. are stories of struggle and sacrifice and resistance and resilience and hardship, but also hope. And I think our K-12 schools need hope. We all of America need hope.
Yes.
And so I hope everybody can come out on Sunday and see this beautiful show and also learn more about America 250. It's you can go to america250.nc.gov to learn more about the initiative and the amazing work North Carolina and the Department of Natural and Cultural Resources is doing to really expand the narrative of 1776 with voices like this.
Register for the show at dll.unc.edu. That's Digital and Lifelong Learning, dll.unc.edu. It's this Sunday, 3 p.m. at the Friday Center. Free show. Just register in advance. Humanities.unc.edu is the website for Carolina Public Humanities. Go there and find out more about all the work that they're doing and the events that are coming up. Get info about Carolina K-12 there as well. And one thing we haven't mentioned is LegacyAirsProductions.com, which is Sunday's website and new production company. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm traveling around the country, going to schools, to corporations, and I want to talk about the power of storytelling and how we are better together. And as Christy and I have agreed, if we will open our hearts and our minds to just witnessing each other's stories, stories indeed can heal. They can mm-hmm. heal, and I believe that. That's part of the ministry that I bring to the world. So please check out LegacyAirsProductions.com or just check out LegacyAirs.com or SonnyKelly.com. All three of those will get you to
the same place.
And it's a company that I started recently just to engage, educate, and empower everyone in my sphere of influence to the best of my ability.
And one more time, 3 p.m. this Sunday at the Friday Center, Sonny performing the ongoing Fight for Freedom, Stories of Black Veterans. It's a free show. Register and reserve your spot at the Digital and Lifelong Learning website, dll.unc.edu. Sonny Kelly, Christy Norris, thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Many blessings.